Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Back to Battle by Max Hennessy, narrated by Christopher Weeks. Part 1. The Atlantic was always moody, and September storms had blown up from nowhere so that the great grey rollers had smashed constantly against the cliffs round Cape Trafalgar. Today, however, the sea was calm, with a soft northwesterly wind bringing up cloud that dropped a gauze veil along the coast. For once, the sea looked sluggish, and as it nibbled at the land, in the villages of the Algarve and round Cadiz, the fishermen began to prepare their gaudy trawlers and load them with the chocolate-coloured nets. Off the coast, to the east of Tarifa, the two ships were lifting and rolling gently to the slow undulations of the swell, and as the destroyer, Badger, came round towards them, leaning to the sea, Commander George Kelly Maguire lifted his glasses and settled himself to study them. Behind him, on the bridge, Badger's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Arthur Smart, waited for instructions, ready to act on them at once, because he knew Kelly Maguire, and Kelly Maguire was known throughout the Navy for his lack of hesitancy. Even the crisp red hair beneath his cap seemed to indicate a quick temper and a no-nonsense attitude to his job. Badger's bows lifted as she thundered towards the two ships in the distance. Laid down in 1931, she was relatively new, and her 1,400 tons clove the water at her full 35 knots. After the 18 years of peace in Europe since 1918, cruisers off the coast of Spain were no longer steamed at economical speed, but at full speed, because a civil war had broken out in the Iberian Peninsula and British ships were being threatened. Her decks cleared for action, her 4-inch guns and torpedo tubes manned, she had come at racing speed through the Straits of Gibraltar at the squawk for help they'd heard on their radio, the thin, quivering hull pitching into the swell in a spray-drenched, salt-sticky wetness. Every eye was on the two ships ahead. The farther of the two was a small coaster, high-sterned with a funnel like a woodbine. She was about 8,000 tons and ancient, and she looked grubby and ill-found, with joints that creaked and groaned in heavy weather. Down below, the engine-room crew laboured in gloomy caverns painted rust-brown for cheapness and stinking of damp, coal-dust and the bushy-tailed rats that infested her. Her caverns would be the same, brown-black with age and as cramped, ugly and narrow as her alleyways. "That her?" Kelly Maguire lifted his glasses again and settled himself to study her. "That's her, sir," the answer came quickly. "Jeb el Aoud."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?